This piece was brought to you by the International Culinary Center, culinarycenter.com, heritageradionetwork.org.
This is the news.
Heritage would like to congratulate Chef Michael Anthony on his James Beard Award nomination for Outstanding Chef. Anthony's work at Gramercy Tavern earned him a 2012 James Beard Award for Best Chef New York City, and in 2013, Anthony wrote the Gramercy Tavern cookbook. Kathy Irway, host of Heritage's Eat Your Words, chatted with Anthony about the book and about cooking with as few dirty dishes as possible.
It's a matter of the way we look at our surroundings. So I think that there are, you know, it's like any kind of field. It really gets reinterpreted by new generations of people. And so if you look at the space that we're sitting in now, the garden is over our heads.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's all about this relationship and being, you know, first, making food a priority. Second, it's about taking that initiative to go out and look hard for it, not just accepting what's easiest in life and what's on the supermarket shelves, but going out there and asking those great questions to try to, you know, to make, really it's all about making food a celebratory moment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have a boring week in the middle of a nondescript month and, you know, everyone's stressed with the normal pressures of life. But when you have something delicious waiting at home, or things that you're gonna cook with your friends and family, and you spend a few more times just connecting with the world around you,
mm-hmm.
rather than logging on, you can, you know, tune into the kitchen. I think that there is something really powerful about making food one of those, you know, priorities in life that brings pleasure.
Right.
It's all about kind of reconnecting with the sensorial pleasure of doing something, cooking something cool and delicious, and making something with your hands.
Right.
You know, sharing some information with people who have similar interests. So, you know, I think fortunately we are living and working in a time when so many people find that important.
Maybe nature and the environment started it all.
Well, I think it's all about reconnecting. We're at a time in our society when reconnecting is really important to a
mm-hmm.
lot of people, and food is just one way to do it. It happens to be what I've decided to
mm-hmm.
do for a living, and so we've tried to share that through this cookbook. But we had to share that in a very particular way. If we're going to get people to be enthusiastic and feel good about cooking, we want to make sure that we present it in terms that they understand. And that's
mm-hmm.
not dumbing down the food from Gramercy Tavern. I mean, every chef will say they cook simply, right? I mean, that's
right.
a very, the most common heard expression about describing one's cooking. But at the restaurant, we have to recognize that, you know, we have a staff of 180 people. So we work hard at refining what we do, but there are a lot of hands to make it excellent and to make it feel effortless. The reality of it is we all know whether we're cooking for ourselves or a friend or a family, it's tough to be a cook. It's really hard. It's even hard. It's very hard. It's probably hardest to be a cook at home. You know, you put a lot of thought, a lot of work, a lot of hopes and dreams into a meal, and you have to sit right down there and look at somebody you're eating with and say, do you like it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, was it worth the time? Did, you know, was it fun and exciting? And ultimately, especially when there's kids involved, you know, no accolades or wearing a chef jacket around the house makes it any easier. You know what I mean? I have three daughters, and so
what tastes good.
Yeah.
That's really,
you got to win people over on a very flat playing field.
Mm-hmm.
And so we try to do that with this book. We want more people to cook.
Mm-hmm.
Not simply for people to admire Gramercy Tavern. It's a beautiful restaurant, and I feel so lucky to be in the position to be the steward of that restaurant. But at the same time, you know, we want for people to pick up that book and hopefully cook more intuitively.
Mm-hmm.
That this gives them some ideas of, here's how we approach cooking, and here is a sketch of how we would do it at home. The main difference is at Gramercy Tavern, obviously, we have a professional kitchen with lots of talented cooks.
Yeah, it's totally different.
At home, you're usually alone, right?
Right.
And so the number of pans that I'm willing to use at home is nothing like at work.
I like
the
how you
pans,
say
the plate.
That you really, really factor in how much cleanup there will be.
Yeah, I mean,
when you decide to make something at home.
I mean, I think everybody who cooks
Which
at home thinks of that.
I should probably do more often.
The James Beard finalists will be announced on March 24th. This is Brian Reno at Heritage Radio. Thanks for listening.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more.